Welcome to the Rick Fuller Podcast, presented by Rick Fuller, team leader of the number one team in the San Francisco Bay Area and Sac County for most recent sales, according to Zillow. Rick is a national real estate coach and community leader with four offices, three in the Bay Area and one in Sac County. Rick also has over 1,000 five-star online reviews. Today's topic is really exciting. We have three special guests with us, Sue and Larry Navalon, who had a career outside of real estate and decided to join the Rick Fuller team. And we're also going to talk to Linda Tamburi, who was a longtime agent and decided to join the Rick Fuller team. So Larry and Sue, let's start with you. Can you please give us a brief overview of your past careers?
Let me give you the 90-second version. Great. So we came out of church life. We were in the ministry for 35 years, served as youth pastors and for about a decade, and then moved to Antioch about 26 years ago. Started a church here in Antioch and the front room of our house, and met in an elementary school for 10 years. And then we purchased and built our current church facility, started a Christian school, and expanded that facility to now it's about a 42,000 square foot facility on about 5 acres. And we pastored there for 25 years. And so that's a bit of an overview of what we've done. And so the church and the school lives there now.
That's awesome. So other than being tired, can you tell us what caused you to consider a change of careers?
That's good.
Fatigue. It really felt like we were in a transition period in our life, and that this was just the right time. I had been doing real estate. I've had my real estate license for about 2 years. And have been doing that on the side. It's always something that we enjoyed. So we felt like that was the time to make it our full-time career.
We knew a new chapter was coming. Mm-hmm. And now we find ourselves in it.
Great. So Rick, do you find that a lot of people are leaving their past occupations to start a career in real estate? And if so, why?
Well, thanks, Christina. And Larry and Sue are just a real... treasure for our team, and the ability to work with them. They have been influential in the community for, decades now. And so to be able to work shoulder to shoulder with them is just really exciting. So thanks, Larry and Sue, for that opportunity.
We appreciate it, Rick, very much.
What we're seeing is it's not uncommon, like Larry and Sue, for someone to put their hands to something for many, many years, and then decide after 20, 25 years to make a career change. And there's some general reasons why we see that happening. And one of the reasons why we see those make that change after so many years in a different career and go into real estate, one of them is to have availability, time flexibility. And oftentimes in a corporate environment, Larry and Sue came from a church, and in a corporate environment, they didn't have the time to do the things they wanted to do, and real estate can provide that time flexibility. Another one is income opportunities. There are opportunities that with real estate, there's no limit on your income other than you. And so there's no glass ceiling. And so others make that decision to reach new financial heights in their life. And the third reason why we find that, and Larry and Sue have a lot of this, they just love helping people. So Larry and Sue's story is not uncommon. Others are after 25 years, in an industry or in a career, make that transition to real estate as well.
That's great. So Larry and Sue, how did you meet Rick Fuller and hear about his team?
We have known of Rick and his family, the school that we began, his family, his daughters attend. And so there was relationship there. And then outside of that specific relationship, his friends also were some of my friends. And so there was kind of a joint, Rick's been in this community for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And so have we. And so we have kind of known
heard about him.
Right. So we've known each other kind of from a distance. And then so when this new chapter was opening to us, again, through mutual friends, we began a conversation and a dialogue about coming into this relationship with Rick and the team. And so I would say, to answer your question, you know, we've been around each other for a long, long time in this community, serving in different capacities. Mm-hmm. But that's what brought us and introduced us to his specific team and this relationship we share with him now.
What specifically about his team caused you to want to be a part of it? What are some aspects that you truly love about his team?
I think for me, I really love the encouraging atmosphere that's on Rick's team. If you go to any of his meetings or meet with any of the mentors, the coaches, and the leads, they're always very encouraging. And I just find that to be exhilarating and helps me to be encouraged about my career also. Also, I really feel like Rick's team offers a great amount of education. You know, like we mentioned before, I had been working in real estate for a little while as a solo agent, and the training that Rick offers is really exceptional and maybe felt like it filled in some blanks that I didn't have filled in before.
Yeah, Christine, I mean, we have been involved in, you know, people business for a long, long time, but this is certainly, again, people business. Mm-hmm. But I would echo Sue's thoughts. For me specifically, the opportunity for training, the ability to grow in my relationship with this new industry is as wide as I want to take it. Rick gives you every opportunity at literally at the click of your finger to learn and to grow and to be better at what we do.
That's amazing. So Rick, some people may be hesitant to change careers when they have a steady income, they have bills and a mortgage to pay, kids to put through college. What would you tell them if they're thinking about starting a career in real estate?
Well, one thing I would tell you is find a real estate team because we go further together than we do on our own. You can go fast by yourself, but you go further together. And one of the most common phrases we hear is that our real estate team is supportive. That's what Larry and Sue were just talking about. And we have a team structure that provides our team members with a lead and a coach. So there's always someone to ask questions, to partner up with, to go on appointments with, or to have them join you on appointments so that you can be proficient quicker. I would also say it's important to get your real estate license before making a career transition. And as you know, Christina, we started a real estate school called the Rick Fuller Institute, where you can get your real estate license and sit with a group of professionals in the evenings and obtain your license before you ever make that transition. That'll shorten your learning curve. And the final thing I would tell you is that, as Larry and Sue mentioned, real estate has a language of itself, especially the career, a real estate career. There's a language, there are acronyms, there are terms, there are ideas or concepts or tools. And if you can learn about those tools and systems before you start day one, then day one doesn't become your first day. You've built in an experience beforehand so that day one is actually your 30th, 60th, 90th day. And there's already that education built in. So you're ready to play the game and start immediately and not have to learn the industry.
That's so valuable. So Sue, how long have you been on the team and what was the transition period like? You say that you're in the business of helping people, so you're still doing that, but how was that transition?
Okay, so we've been on the team since, I think we started July 1. So about a little over 6 months. Mm-hmm. And the transition has been good. Like I said, I was working in real estate a bit before, so maybe not as intense as it was for my husband. But, you know, transitions are always a little weird. It still is sometimes, but it's been great. And we feel really at home with the team. I think it's been a really big help to have the support that we have around us.
Rick, so obviously Sue and Larry love the team. Are you adding to it? What would you tell someone? How do I start a career in real estate?
And so, Christina, we're always looking to meet the right person, help people transition from one career to the next. Real estate can be very rewarding. I talked about the time flexibility. I talked about the unlimited income. But what I've really found, those things are very encouraging, and they really launch people into a career in real estate. But what keeps them is the reward of helping people, the reward of helping them transition from one home to the next, the reward of when they call you again several years later and they have a referral for a family member or a friend that wants to do the same and they thought of you. So we're absolutely looking for the right people on our team. Christina, I think you've put together a website that can help people if they're interested in a career in real estate. It's whyacareerinrealestate.com. And then they can also learn about our real estate school. What's the website to do that?
They can go to rickfullerinstitute.com and learn more.
So either of those two websites, whyacareerinrealestate.com or rickfullerinstitute.com, can give them direction on one, licensing, the other, what a career in real estate's like. They can also watch other videos. We've done several of these videos with our team members. And so people have different stories, different background, different experiences. Larry and Sue, 25 years in the ministry, phenomenal people, pillars in the community. But there's also stories of people who this was their first career or their second career, or they've been doing it for 10 years and what that's like. And so you can learn more about and watch more of these interviews on either of these websites.
Awesome. Thank you. So Larry and Sue, final question. What advice would you give to someone who is considering changing careers to become a real estate agent?
In my journey now in this new chapter, I really see it as another opportunity to serve. If your bend is to serve, to help, to be a part of someone else's life, to advance their life, move their life forward, you have great opportunity. Rick and I just worked on a listing that I have a couple of months ago. A father had passed away in the home that she grew up in. And for me, that's the people side of us. I see it as just a great opportunity to assist her and her family through what has already been a difficult time, but to knock down as many hurdles as I can and have a successful sale of her home, which was pretty cool. I was with Sue when she handed over the keys, and I was downstairs from them being upstairs, and I heard the wife kind of semi-whisper to the husband, "Can you believe we own this?" A pretty cool experience. And then lastly, Christina, again, in considering change, and I think Rick highlighted it earlier, the aspect of training. Having gone through this now, even in my infancy, that's super vital to be able to have those around you. I have the privilege of Rick and other veteran real estate agents around me that I can text, that I can call, that I can, and they're not disappointed nor standoffish with my questions. They're there to receive them, give me guidance. And that's huge for me, because at the end of the day, both Sue and I, we want to do it and we want to do this well. And so I would say, to answer your question to those who are considering change, all of those things, the ability to serve, to help, the opportunity to grow in the industry, and to see some really cool things happen in the lives of other people. It's been pretty nice. It's been a great opportunity.
Many of you are going to have an opportunity to work with Larry or Sue or both of them. And what you get is you really get a heart for people, a complete heart to help people accomplish their goals and to do it smoothly, to do it efficiently, and to do it competently. And so it's a joy to work with you, Larry and Sue. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much, Larry and Sue, for sharing your experiences. Next on the line, we have Linda Tamburi.
How long have you been a real estate agent, and what caused you to choose this industry?
I'm currently in my 16th year, and I started in real estate because we were becoming foster parents and adopting a child many years ago, and I needed more flexibility.
That's amazing. What was your experience like before working with Rick Fuller, and why did you choose to join Rick's team?
Oh, gosh. I was doing a little bit of everything. I felt like I was scrambling from one task to another, and I didn't really feel that I was providing the service I wanted to when I was really, really busy. I just didn't have the time to do every task the way I felt it should be done.
Mm-hmm. So, Rick, can you tell me a little bit how you developed your model? What caused you to want to change how real estate has always been conducted?
Well, thanks, Christina. And thank you, Linda, for taking the time to have this conversation. Linda is just a real asset for our team. Just a pleasure to work with. I've known Linda for many, many years. Linda cares deeply about her clients. She's had the privilege of serving hundreds of homeowners transitioning from one home to the next. And she's just a great person of integrity with high attention to detail. So she's such a joy to have on our team. Your question was, why did we start the real estate team? Well, I bought my first home, almost 20 years ago. And although it was a great decision, it was a terrible experience. So much so that I was frustrated. I didn't know what was next. And I wanted to start a real estate business that could help people have the kind of buying and selling experience that they're excited to tell a friend about. Specifically, because transitioning from one home to the next is unforgettable. Nobody ever forgets it. You remember eating pizza and moving boxes or the moving truck or getting the keys to your new home. And real estate agents at that point were viewed one step above a used car salesman. We wanted to change that. We thought that the role of a real estate professional should be that of helping others transition smoothly, efficiently. And it's how we were able to generate nearly 1,000 five-star reviews.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've definitely changed the business for the better. And so I'm excited to be a part of your team. And I know Linda is too. So Linda, we've talked about how this has helped you as an agent. Can you tell me a little bit about how this new system has helped you serve your clients better?
I'm able to work more closely with my clients and speak with them on a more regular basis, giving them constant updates. And I have a marketing team and concierge team in the background that just makes all the steps happen and lets me focus on serving my clients.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure they appreciate that. Rick, how long have you had this team model in place? And what are your goals for the team in the near future? How do you plan on accomplishing all of these amazing things?
So this will be year number 16 that we've had a real estate team. And our goal is to continue to serve and help more families. We believe that the American dream is still alive and should not be the American nightmare when transitioning from one home to the next. And so our goal is simple, is provide our clients the kind of experience they're excited to tell a friend about. We've stumbled on this idea that specialists can provide a better experience to our homeowners that are transitioning from one home to the next than a generalist. Just like if you had a toothache, you probably wouldn't go to a general doctor, but you'd go to a dentist. And so we found that level of specialty. And so Linda's one of our valued listing specialists. And we have at this time of this recording about 18 buyer specialists and lead buyer specialists and lead and coaches that lead and coach those groups. And so our goal is just to serve more families. Last year, we had the privilege of serving over 220 families. This year, we're on track to serve about 500 families in that process.
And Linda, you said that you've been in the business for 16 years?
Yes.
That's incredible. So I'm sure you are just a wealth of wisdom. What advice would you give to someone who's thinking about starting a career in the real estate industry?
Get started on your classes. We have a great program on site, the Rick Fuller Institute, and you can take your courses and have a teacher there available to help you. And it's a great way to get started and be prepared.
And would you also recommend that they join a team rather than being a solo agent? You've clearly had a lot of experience now on both sides.
Yeah, definitely. The team concept is much better. It provides more of a work-life balance. And if you have children, you don't get back that time that you're away from home. I learned that the hard way. Mm-hmm. Missed a lot of years.
Well, I'm positive you're an amazing mom. So you're an amazing friend. So I know you're an amazing mom. So Rick, if someone wants to start a career in real estate, how would they go about doing it?
Yeah. So Christina, they can contact us online. If they're new to the real estate idea or new to the industry, they don't have a real estate license, they go to a website, whyacareerinrealestate.com, and they can learn more. There we talk about the three bridges and how the average real estate agent in the state of California last year made about $41,000 a year. And our average team member in 2018 made close to over $200,000 a year. So how do we do that? And so we have three bridges that help our team members become more successful. The second thing that we would suggest is that you look into getting your real estate license. And as Linda had mentioned, and Linda's also one of our class hosts, does a great job helping newly licensed team members, those that are obtaining their license, and they can learn more at the RickFullerInstitute.com. Both of those can help someone who's not licensed, not in the industry, begin that process. We have lots of these interviews. Christina, you and I have done several of these interviews with team members on our team. And so they could watch other interviews. Some of those interviews are with people that have been in the business for only a few months. Linda's been in the business, well, for a long time. And so everywhere in between. And so they could watch some of those videos to learn more as well. Those can be found all on our social media feed, connectwithrickfuller.com.
That's great. And what if somebody's already licensed? Are you hiring? Are you adding to your team? And how would they go about applying to be a part of your team?
Yeah, we're always looking for great people. We define a great ideal team member of having three things. Number one, they're humble. Like Linda is a great example because Linda's humble and humble people are coachable. Number two is they've got to be people smart. We're not looking for people that could map the trajectory to Mars, but we are looking for people that can build a relationship with others, sit across a table from somebody and make a connection. And number three, we're looking for people that are hungry. We don't want to be the ones to motivate them. They have to have an internal drive. They have to be willing to get up in the morning and stay motivated themselves to stay the course. If they're humble, hungry, and smart, that typically makes an ideal team member for us. And those are the people that we can help the most. So if somebody has those core attributes, they can connect with us on rickfuller.com. And, you know, Christina, we do an event on a regular basis called Top Agent Forum. You can learn more at topagentforum.com. And that event allows them to come and learn a little more about what we're doing. We usually hold it at a restaurant, and there's several of our team members there that they can meet, and they'll learn a little more about what we're doing as a real estate agent.
Well, that concludes our episode. Thank you so much, Larry and Sue and Linda, for your time and for sharing your experience and your journey with us. If you have any questions, go to agentsthrive.com. You can find past episodes, any resources that we have that we mentioned today, or you can ask questions to Rick and the team. Thank you so much for spending part of your day with us, and I hope you join us next time.